life after death and the period of tribulation, and we will read Revelation chapter 14, the whole chapter, from verse 1 to verse 20. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him an hundred name, and with him 144,000 and 4,000 having the Father's name written in their foreheads. And I hear the voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I hear the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 and 4,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every man, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountain of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying, with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and soever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I hear a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, say the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works to be followed them. And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud are one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the entire of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle and gathered the cluster of the vine of the earth, for the grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We came to us, O God, and help us apply it in our lives. In the name of Jesus, be with us. Sustain us, even this hard time, struggles, trials, and work of the devil. We trust you, God. Let this word of yours be a great encouragement to us to continue to serve you wholeheartedly. We thank you, God, and we bless you. So I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In chapter 13, we have discussed how the devil, the beast, tried to attract the attention of the world from the Lamb that is victorious, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, toward the beast. And here in chapter 14, the attention went back to Christ, because devil will do all what he can to deceive the people, to mislead them. But in the middle of all these things, God will again show himself to bring back the attention that he is in control. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having the Father's name written in their forehead. These are the 144,000. Those are saved among the Israelites, among the people of God. And at that time, when they are appearing with Christ, it has very important message and conclusion. God had called the Israelites in the book of Genesis chapter 11, verse 27. We can read how God called Terah, who gave birth to Abraham, and onward, from Abraham down, we can come to know the Savior Christ had been born. And now, in the book of Revelation, in the period of tribulation, we find that the one who was resisting believing in Christ, the Jewish, now they come to their faith. And that is the message that is so important. Now, this is during the second half of the tribulation. This is, we are moving forward to the end of the period of the tribulation, and where the devil works is more, but God again show himself that he is in control. Christ, who believe on him now, the 144,000 that we have read about them in chapter 7, where the angel of the Lord had marked from the 12 tribes of Israel those who had been believed and they got saved. And you know what is written on their forehead? You see, having his Father's name written in their forehead. You know, in chapter 13 we read that those who believe in the beast, they had written on their forehead the number of their beast, or they have the mark of their beast. Those who believe in Christ, they have set their mind and their faith on him. That is the difference between those who follow Christ and those who are following the beast. And I hear verse 2, and I hear the voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great number, and I hear the voice of harpers harping with their harps. They were singing, they were rejoicing, because that is a great achievement that the people of God, the Israelites, they come to the Lord during the period of tribulation. And in verse 3 they say, and they sung a new song before the throne. They start to sing before the throne of God and before the four beasts that were around the throne. These are the creatures that they were going to execute the God's command and judgment during the period of tribulation after the church rapture, and before the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 and 4,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Those are among the Israelites. In chapter 15, verse 3, we can read what is this song, about this song. They say, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of sin. Now here, we can understand. Their singing is a testimony to God. They are thinking about God, you are great and you are marvelous. Your work is great and marvelous. And they are thinking about God, you are just and true. When the devil, the dragon, want to attract the people's attention toward the beast, away from Christ, now there is a great testimony that God is in full control and God knows what He is doing. Now, you see, if you are observing what was going on during the last 2 months, you find that all nations, they are ready with their wars to strike other nations. But now, with the coming of this new virus that God allowed for a purpose, we can find that no one is speaking about weapon or army or any power, but they are speaking about how to fight this virus. And everyone knows that is the wrath of God on those people so that they will humble down. God knows how to shift the attention of people from the devil and his work toward God and His work and His power. That we can say, we can sing, you know. We can sing even today. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of sins. Hallelujah. Let's go back to chapter 14. Describing those Israelites whom on their forehead the name of their our father, that fully trust in God, not on the mark of the beast, not on money, not on treasure, not on wickedness, not on our own smartness, but only on God. Verse 4, these are they which were not defiled with women, no immorality, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever He goeth. God wants us to follow Him. God wants us to follow Jesus wherever He goes. God wants us not to be defiled with the worldly things. Now here, very beautiful things. Now, to teach us against immorality, not only the girls should be kept themselves virgin, but even the men should be kept themselves virgin. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. God wants us, God wants our life to be a first fruit to Him, to put God first and honor Him in our life and walk and conduct. Amen. Amen. And in their mouth was found no guile. Their heart is clean. God wants us not to have guile, no bitterness, no lie, no doubt, for they are without fault before the throne of God. God wants us to perfect ourselves. This is the perfected Israel perfected favor of God with the Christ is a great testimony against all the work of the devil. Now, the way to preach the gospel is when we live a perfect life that escaping sin and corruption of this world, that will be a good testimony and example to others and will attract the attention back to God. In verse 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Now again, after God had brought the right picture to the people, I am in full control, another movement to spread the gospel. Here the angel spreading the everlasting gospel of God to the rest who have not yet believed in God, saying with a loud voice, what was the message? Fear God and give glory to Him, away from immorality, corruption, work of devil, wickedness, sin. Fear God and give glory to Him. That's the way to give glory to God, when we repent for the hour of His judgment. He's telling them, the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountain of waters. He is telling them, He comes to judge. Worship the Creator who made everything, heaven and earth and all these things on them. In verse 8, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. He's announcing the work of darkness, Babylon, the harlot, that is causing confusion, temptation, and directing people to do wrong. He said, this Babylon is fallen, and the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That Babylon that deceived the people had already fallen. So don't trust devil. Go back to God. Obey Him. Fear Him. He say, fear God and give glory to Him and worship Him and serve Him. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man, here is the terrible warning, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, is a warning. He said, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. He's warning. He said that those who still follow the beast and keep his mark and keep his number and receive it on their forehead and their right hand, they will receive from the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture. You know what is without mixture? There is no dilution. Full measure unto the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. He said that you will be punished. Let us hear the message very clear in the book of Revelation, the time of tribulation, because that is the last call of God to humankind to repent. He said to them, you will be tormented before the Lamb of God, before Jesus Christ, and before the holy angels. And the smoke of their torment, he's describing how great is their torment, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. He's describing, you know, John, when he wrote this, as if, you know, the church does not know there is hell or there is judgment. You know, this is what we are reading, are real things. Let us, every one of us, fear God and give glory to Him. Because what is written will take place. There's a fire in hell, but more at the time of tribulation. And more at the time when the wicked will be thrown into a fiery lake of fire and brimstone. The second death. Verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. He's speaking out to the saints. He's telling them, don't be deceived. Continue. Be patient. Be temperate, self-controlled. Keep the faith and the good work. Because those who are not doing it, they will be receiving what's due for them. And I hear the voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. He's saying to them, those who die and they're still keeping the way of God, they will be blessed. And he said to them, yes, say the Spirit that they may rest from their labor. He said, when you will die, death for you is rest, not torment. He said, you will rest and their works do follow them. Their good work will follow them. Their ministry, their lifestyle will be continuous after their death. People will follow their style. And I look, verse 14, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Now, warning was before. Now, to confirm the message, Christ appeared now in the cloud, white a cloud, and having golden crown, power and authority, and with him the sickle to bring the judgment of God on the nation who are not believing on him. And he said, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle. Sorry, verse 15. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He is confirming the message of God that Christ is going to judge. In verse 16, he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Judgment was inflicted. Verse 17, another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle to help in this harvest of judgment. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire. He came with fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the cluster of the vine of the earth, for her graves are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his angel into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And in verse 20, describe what happened after the judgment. Devil had deceived the people, that he has power, he can prevail. But Revelation 14, it speaks very clearly that Christ will prevail against the wicked. In verse 20, you say, and the winepress was trodden without the city. Without the city, it means without those who are outside the kingdom of God, those who are persistent in their wicked way. And the blood came out of the winepress. That is the judgment of God. They'll be put to death. The blood will be coming out, even unto the horse breeders. And have a high. There'll be so much will be killed. And it will separate by the space of 1,600 furlongs, and that is equal to 200 miles. The judgment of God is real. The word of God is truth. The book of Revelation speaks about that God When he will speak, he will do it. It is very clear what his word means in the book of Revelations. Therefore, let's all stand. Let us all fear God and give him the glory by our repentance. For the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Don't be deceived. Don't be confused. The one who created everything is God, and everything we have to do was to do for him. Let us put our hand in the Lord. You know, let us acknowledge the song of the Lamb. Let us sing it. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, we thank you, for your ways are just and true. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, you have great love. You have given many chances. Even your word in the book of Revelation, even before the judgment, still voices from heaven, calling sinners to repent, to fear you, and to worship you, and to give you the glory. Oh God, I pray that this word of yours will convict your church and your people, and will be taken with a warning to repent, and will be taken to the non-believers, that we all of us will move forward to serve you and spread your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, trusting into your
message and make it through those who need, oh God, to hear it, to apply it in their life. God bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.